it's been quite an emotional weekend for me. It was a tough Saturday. You know, I do have the best interest of the club at heart, and sometimes you've got to step away from it after a, you know, a bad day like that, and just say, look, you know, what are the pros and cons of staying, and what do you want to achieve, and you know, do you fight through it, or do you give up when a little bit of a hurdle is put in front of you? So it was nice to actually think about all of the positives that I'm doing, and that's got me back on track.
And to clarify, what upset you most wasn't criticism of you, but the manner in which that was voiced. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, I mean, I go on the ball, I might take a lot of stick. I live in and around Gainsborough. I walk in there every day. I have people come up to me and say, oh, that was a total mess at the weekend. That was rubbish. I don't mind taking any criticism like that. People will even tell me who to employ, what players to bring in. And, you know, you listen to all that. And at the end of the day, you appreciate that they're fans. But there are times when, you know, that this vile abuse and the swearing is just not acceptable. And, you know, just because we're a non-league club doesn't mean that we can't behave like a Premiership or League One and ban these people. It is acceptable. There are certain ways of going about it, and that is not the way. And we won't accept that at the club. It's not fair. There's families. My wife was sitting next to me, and it was basically 30 minutes of abuse that was not directed directly at me, but straight over me and straight to the manager, and it was effing and blind.
In terms of that abuse, you mentioned about banning people. Is that something you're going to do, or is it more a final warning to those people who conducted the abuse?
Well, the final warning's here, isn't it? The final warning's here now for them is that, you know, we won't accept this as a club from anybody. It's not right to be swearing at a club when there's families and people around there who do not accept it.
And just clarify Brian's position, because the statement does appear to suggest, you say there'll be ramification if things do not improve quickly. I mean, some people might read in that is that you've said to Brian that he's not got long unless things improve. Can you just clarify that?
Well, I suppose in a way it is, isn't it? I mean, you know, we have to improve it. We will do the best we can to improve the playing staff. The management have got their opportunity now to do that. He's been in here long enough, and we've got to get it right. You know, we've had a lot of bad luck. Things haven't gone right for us. The rubber of the green hasn't been there, but that happens to you when you're down. You do get kicked. I did think we were hard done by at the weekend with their second goal. But, you know, we're not going to harp about that. We're going to crack on and try to get the results. We're going to give it a really good go, and I'm sure the majority of the fans are going to be behind us.
And just to be clear, though, you seem to be saying that Brian has got to improve results or he won't be the manager. Is that what you're saying?
Well, isn't that right with any manager?
But I mean, what sort of timescale? You've been.
I haven't put a timescale in there. What I want to do is I want to see the improvement in the squad. I want to see the performances improve. The results will come after that. I'm not saying that if we have six losses that he's going to go. If we're playing really well and we're given 100%, then that's what I'm expecting. And that hasn't been happening. And that's what we're going to do. I haven't really put a timescale on it. But as with any manager, that could be a dozen games, it could be two dozen games, he could have a run of 20 games and then it all fall apart again. You know, I can't put a timescale on it.